A man who has pleaded guilty to trafficking cocaine has been given a conditional sentence order, CSO, which will allow him to continue his new legal means of employment in a cannabis factory. Hadara Wilson, 26, pleaded guilty in a Barry courtroom and received a 9-month CSO that allows him to serve his sentence under house arrest, but leave during normal business hours for his job. "I will accept what is being jointly proposed," said Ontario Court Madam Justice Jody Lynn Wadilove, adding she was swayed by the defendant's evident effort to straighten himself out, and his relatively young age. In an agreed statement of facts, court heard Barry police officers had observed a car in April 2024 that gave rise to suspicion that drug activity could have been taking place. Upon further investigation, some 70 grams of cocaine and a quantity of Canadian currency were found in Wilson's vehicle. He was subsequently charged with possession of cocaine for the purpose of trafficking. Considering the gravity of the charge, the sentence was light, but Wadilove agreed to it based on a number of mitigating factors. Wilson had no criminal record, is gainfully employed in the cannabis plant, and pleaded guilty. He also has moved away to a community in southwest Ontario, away from the negative influences that contributed to him selling cocaine in the first place. The guilty plea and his taking sole responsibility for the drugs found in his vehicle also let his co-accused, who had also been charged, off the hook. Wilson's lawyer also pointed out that by pleading guilty, his client also gave up a possible charter of rights challenge, presumably in relation to the legality of the search that uncovered the cocaine. Dressed in a crisp white shirt, Wilson addressed the court and took full responsibility for his actions and told Wadilove that he's already on the path to redemption. "I want to apologize and take full accountability for my actions," he told Wadilove. "I've moved myself away from all the distractions and, now, live righteously."